Community sector workers, many of them women, are speaking out as the Fair Work Commission reviews a key award that could impact their wages. At the heart of the concern is the potential loss of hard-won equal pay gains secured in 2012, ruling aimed at closing the gender pay gap in this female-dominated sector. The Australian Services Union is looking for fair pay rises, the protection of equal pay rates, and better recognition of workers' experience. I spoke with Australian Services Union Secretary Angus McFarland to find out what's at stake.
So over 10 years ago, the Union for Community Services, the Australian Services Union, won a historic pay equity order, and it recognised that the work of community workers and workers in the NDIS and youth services and frontline community services was historically undervalued. And it basically provided substantial pay rises at the time. And that order has now sat on top of the award that covers these workers since then. And right now, the Fair Work Commission is reviewing that award, and it has actually asked the whether or not that order is still relevant and whether it should be maintained. And it's really important. Why we are saying, well, it has to be maintained is because it actually provides really important pay rises, and we actually need to build better pay off on top of those, not take it away and go backwards in any way.
Yeah. And I guess what impact do you believe reduced pay rates would have on the community sector workforce and the services they provide?
Well, it would be an absolute disaster. I mean, we know we surveyed 4,000 members nationally, and they said that 42% of them would leave the industry if anything went backwards. And that would have a direct impact on communities, because these workers provide essential services across all communities. We're talking about the NDIS. We're talking about child protection. We're talking about women's refuges. We're talking about community mental health services. The community cannot afford for these services to not be there for them when they need them. And to make sure that they are there for them, we need to value and support the workforce in them. And so any move to lower the standard pay rates in these sectors is obviously a bad one. And that's the feedback we're providing today to the Fair Work Commission, who are seeking feedback essentially about, do these rates need to stay as they are?
Yeah. What progress has been made on closing the gender pay gap since the 2012 decision?
Well, the 2012 decision was a great leap forward in closing the gender pay gap, and for a particular industry. And of course, since then, in the last couple of years, there's been a big boost to aged care workers' wages and also to early childhood educators' wages. These three sectors together, so the disability sector, the aged care sector, and the childcare sector, they represent more than a million women, working women, and they also represent some of the lowest paid women in our economy. So all of those sectors getting a pay rise is significant for reducing the overall gender pay gap. And that's why it's critical when it comes to the community sector that we do not want to see any of the gains that we've made in the last 10 years go away. We want to actually build on those gains. And that's why, indeed, the union's going to be arguing in the Fair Work Commission that actually the rates all need to keep going up. Yeah. So that is actually what we're putting to the commission as well.
Yeah. I know you mentioned 4,000 community sector workers show strong support to the equal pay order. Why are so many workers, especially women, worried about losing equal pay protection?
Well, the reason they're worried is basically because the Fair Work Commission has asked the parties to the award what they think about if it should continue. Now, that has obviously been very unsettling. So the Fair Work Commission is reviewing the award, as it has the right to do, and as it does from time to time, it reviews awards and pay rates. And as a part of it, they have put out, I guess, for consultation and feedback, does this pay order that was set 12 years ago need to continue? Is it still purposeful and relevant? And I guess that is very concerning, that there's any suggestion or possibility that it would actually go, or that the rates would lower. So today is when the feedback is due to the Commission's draft sort of proposal or that they're consulting on. And as the union for these workers, we have heard loud and clear and unsurprising to your listeners that people want wages moving forwards, not backwards. And so we had gatherings today at the Fair Work Commission offices across all of Australia, where frontline community workers came directly to the Commission to, you know, submit that feedback. And we've got strong evidence from frontline workers and also from service providers. This is an issue that employers and workers and union are actually all united on. No one is supporting the idea that the wages should go backwards. So we think that and hope that will be pretty compelling to the Fair Work Commission. They actually won't be making any decision till the end of October, and there'll be proper hearings where we can talk about our concerns at the end of October. But today is when feedback is due.
That was Australian Services Union Secretary Angus Farland speaking to The Wire.